Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Monday morning in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 663, down 12 on the open. September, 676, down 10. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 610, down 13 on the open. September, 639.5, down 11.5. December, 662, down 14. July of 2010, 702, down 14 on the open. July corn opened at 439.5, down 4.5 on the open. September, 448.5, down 5.5. December, 463, down 4.5. March of 2010, 473.25, down 5. May, 480, down 5.5. July, 488.25, down 4.25 on the open. July beans opened at 1220, down 5.5 on the open. August, 1163, down 8.5. November, 1050, down 11.75. January, 1053, down 14.25. March of 2010, 1049, down 13.75. May, 1040, down 4.25 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 395.50, down 50 on the open. August, 369.50, down 150. July soybean oil opened at 39.35, down 38 on the open. June live cattle opened at 79.90, down 25 on the open. August feeders 96.40, down 22.5. June lean hogs 57.17.5, unchanged on the open. And July bellies 62.70, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we dive into the markets in detail, an observation for you. CME Group is extending the overnight trading hours beginning July 1st. And by an additional hour and 15 minutes, usually here in the Central Time Zone, the markets close at 6:30 a.m. Now they're going to close at 7:15 a.m. CME says they would like to have more volume, but I just wonder if they pissed off, well, not that would be not the right word to say, but they angered half of the world by extending their workday by an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, workday load today versus 15, 20 years ago is just a lot more period, but the market does close at 6 in the morning. I know we try to get here in the morning to capture, you know, that last half hour trade in case somebody wants to do something. So it's going to give us a little bit more time for those guys that like to sleep in a little longer to be able to do something before the overnight session closes. The thought process from years ago would be we would have 24-hour trading. That's becoming reality. It is reality in the financials. Actually, it's 23.5-hour trading. They like to shut down for half hour to an hour in some commodities for clearing processes to take place. The big concern on the grains, though, is they'd like to have some downtime during report time to give the trade time to decipher the numbers and so forth. That will hold true here for a little while, but when you look at all the other markets, they trade during the reports or release the reports, especially financials. A lot of the reports are released 7:30 in the morning during trading activity taking place period.
Do you think that eventually we'll see that in grains where we'll have trade and the reports released during trade?
Down the road, I don't foresee it in the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, but down the road, I foresee all futures markets trading almost 24 hours a day.
All right, then let's go ahead and turn our attention to the marketplace. where when I talked to you on Thursday, we were looking for a new weekly high to confirm the uptrend. We really didn't get that last week, and we didn't get it overnight either. Are you suspecting that we might be looking at putting a top in this market here?
Well, the only beans that extended that, the only commodity that extended that in the grains was the July soybean futures contract. It was able to take out that high and hold in there fairly well. So most of the strength continues to be in the old crop beans. But as far as the other commodities, you're correct. We were unable to move higher there, so therefore it sets the stage for some consolidation here as we move over the next few days.
We saw that same pattern last month, did we not? Sort of at the beginning of the month, a consolidation phase, and then it took off to the upside again.
Yeah, we're seeing the markets put in a move, then consolidate, put in a move, and consolidate. The thing is, when you look at the price chart, you need to continue to see some higher highs and higher lows. We need to hold the breakout levels. Basically, in December corn futures, it's going to be important for a pullback to this 455, 456 level to hold. If that holds true, then we're sort of still in an up mode on these November beans. It's going to be very important for the $10 level to hold on a pullback in here to sort of keep the momentum to the upside.
A couple of fundamental things to talk about. We do have WASDE reports on Wednesday. Are traders fairly positioned, or do you expect some volatility before Wednesday morning?
Well, we feel most of the trades sort of dialed in to where they want to be. The old crop bean numbers going to be probably the most talked about or closely watched number. It's going to indicate how tight are these old crop supplies. If the numbers come in below trade expectation, that's going to be a dramatic event, and that's going to be the most talked about number here this week.
And what do you think the real number that traders are trading right now? We had some talk last week from some of our analysts that they were thinking it might be already down to 105 or thereabouts.
We're probably in that area there. You're not going to get much below that. The USDA or WASDE will not take bean carry out to zero. They will not do that. They feel that the market will go higher to ration what little supply we will have left in the pipeline. In the 2003-2004 crop year, we got as low as 110. And if you go back to the 93-94 market, we got as low as 97. And there's some years in the past a little bit lower than that. But we feel we're trading or going to see a number close to 100 million bushel carryout.
The other thing to look at is export inspections at the top of this hour. Export sales for beans were just terrible last week. What do we expect on the inspection side?
On the shipments, we're looking for wheat shipments being anywhere from 10 to 15 million bushels. The corn shipments anywhere from 35 to 40 million bushels. And bean shipments, 5 to 10 million bushels. Even though the sales were poor there last week, it's going to be important to keep an eye on it here over the remaining couple weeks to see if those sales pick up or not.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, July wheat is now trading at 667 and a quarter, down 7 3/4. At the Board of Trade, July 608 down 15. July corn 435 down 9. December at 458 and a half down 8. July beans 1228 3/4, now 1229 up 3 1/2. November 1051 and a quarter down 10 1/2. Mike Sala's two state forecast highlights include this. He says an active weather pattern and excessive rainfall will continue to slow planting and field work across Illinois and Indiana this week. Southern and central locations will be the wettest with 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.